to find out who are whose friends. Friendship is based upon office. Now, this friendship that we are learning is based on office, not home friend, office friend. Kaam ka dost, office friend, okay? So, office friendship is different than home friendship. Okay, that which is different from exaltation friendship, which is not a part of Parashara. Parashara, we only need to learn office friendship. Bear this in mind. All the friendships that are talked about as natural friendship is the office related friendship, which comes from Mula Trikona. See that over there in the image? From the Mula Trikona. So who are the friends? 2, 4, 8, 9, 12. Remember, 2, 4, 8, 9, 12. So shall we start with the sun? Which is his Mula Trikona? Leo. Who is the Lord of 2? Mercury. What about 4?
Mars.
What about 8?
Jupiter.
What about 9?
Again Mars.
Again Mars. And what about 12?
Moon.
Okay? So who are his friends?
Mercury.
We want Mercury to be the friend. What about, now does Mercury own another house?
Yes.
Is that friend or enemy?
Enemy.
Are we clear? Please remember this. 2, 4, 8, 9, 12. Because I do things in a far more specific, intelligent way than just superficial, right? So Mercury has a good house or a friendly house for the sun and an unfriendly house. So can I say Mercury is neutral?
Yes.
I can, right?
Yes.
What about Jupiter? Friendly house is Pisces. What about Sagittarius? Does it come in this?
No, it's 5.
So of course the Jupiter also becomes neutral. Because he has a good house and a bad house. What about Mars? Both houses are very good. He's a good friend. What about Saturn? Both houses are bad houses. So, it's an enemy. Okay? What about Moon? Only one house and a friend. Good? Are we clear? So, who are the friends of the Sun? Mars and Moon, neutral, Mercury and Jupiter. What about Venus? Venus is the Lord of the 3rd and 10th. So Venus is an enemy and Saturn is an enemy. So did you get the friends of Sun?
Yes.
Moon and Mars, neutral, Mercury, Jupiter. Enemy, Venus, Saturn. So this is how we found out. What about Rahu? Which is Rahu's own sign?
Aquarius.
So that's enemy. What about Mula Trikona? Office. It's Virgo. It's his friend. So Rahu actually becomes neutral to the sun. Interesting, huh? So when it comes to business, Rahu becomes a friend of the sun. I thought the opposition was enemy to the government. But inside, God knows what stupid deals they are making here. Does it confirm that Virgo is the place where Rahu and the sun are making some kind of a deal? Right? And what is Virgo? It's the harvest. Harvest, production, money. So suddenly now the opposition leader and the government are doing some deal over there and God knows. See the corruption.
Now in the month that we have solar eclipse in Virgo, Rahu and Sun together,
would be
something?
I don't know. Did you get the point out here? Does it not happen in life? It does happen. These are called political deals. What about Ketu? Is the lord of the fourth? Scorpio?
Yes.
And is the lord of the eighth? So is he a great friend of the sun? You see that? Ketu is a very good friend of the sun. There is nothing more friendly to the sun than Ketu. Ketu is a bigger friend to the sun than Mars. You know why? Because Mars is still the owner of Badak. At some point of time, the sun is not very comfortable with the arms. Army general is afraid. The army general may kill me and take away the power. So who protects him from this?
The internal security service.
I'm sorry, Ketu is co-lord of Pisces? No,
cold
lord of Aquarius.
Cold lord? What is the own sign of Ketu?
Own sign of Scorpio.
Scorpio, right?
Yeah, that's the fourth Brahma.
Yeah. And what is his Mula Trikona? What does he have? His department of?
Ketu owns the department of
Moksha.
Moksha.
Right.
Okay.
The department of Moksha is there. So where is the department of Moksha? Pisces. That's where the department has to be. And why does Rahu have his Mula Trikona in Virgo? But that's where the harvest is. Department of Diabolical Affairs has to be in Virgo. The sixth house of the natural zodiac. He can't set up Department of Diabolical Affairs in any other place. Department of Murder, Department of Theft, Department of Rape, Department of Extortion, Department of Kidnapping, all those has to be in Virgo, no?
So, the Lord, when you're talking of looking at the Lords 2, 4, 8, 9, you're looking at Own Sign?
Or Mula Trikona. Own Sign or Mula Trikona. Now, we missed out a very small point over here. What about the Moon? Why did we miss out the Mula Trikona of the Moon? Had we taken the Mula Trikona of the Moon into account, Mula Trikona of the Moon is where? Taurus, right?
Yes.
Had we taken that into account, then the Moon becomes neutral. Hey, a very peculiar situation has come. The Moon loved the Sun so much until she had a baby. Did you think of it? Thus, the Moon, if we take only Cancer, is the best friend of the Sun. It is loving the sun. But as soon as the moon has a baby, it's busy in Taurus. And that's where it becomes neutral to the sun. It's 50% Cancer, 50% Taurus time. So that's where. That is called postpartum depression. As soon as the baby is born, the moon gets busy in Taurus. And suddenly the sun can't understand what the hell has happened. Now you see what I'm doing? I am teaching you to think slightly differently. What happens if, let us say, Mercury is in Libra? It is really a friend of the sun or it is not a friend of the sun? If it has to switch sides, will it switch sides? How to find out? Very simple rule. He owns two houses, right? One is Virgo and one is Gemini. One is the even sign, Virgo, and an odd sign, Gemini. Now, see where he is placed. He is placed in Libra. Does it aspect any of these signs? Is the first question I need to ask. It does not aspect. So we leave that out. Now I see this is sitting in an odd sign. If he sits in an odd sign, he favors the even sign. And this favors the odd sign. So he favors Virgo and he does not favor
Gemini.
So in Libra, he is a friend of the sun. More than an enemy. But in Scorpio, he is an enemy of the sun more than a friend. You see, I am taking your Jyotish to a slightly more delicate. Which way will it tilt? It's not just about getting numbers out there. It's about understanding life. And how life actually happens. What do I need to get Mercury on my side?
That is the way we need to think.
Is he really my friend? Or after, you know, there are so many times somebody who is your best friend has become your enemy.
Why does it happen? Because of these things that you are not taking into account in sambandha.
In sambandha, you must bear in mind that a position of a planet can alter the relationship. Will it or will it not? It does. Positions do alter relationships. So I will be taking, yeah, go on, Justin.
Is this what you're teaching here reflected in Sri Jyotishtar, if you look at friendship, enemy, or do we
No
have
software can do this. How can a software show a dynamic? I am talking about a static relationship, and then I am showing you the dynamic relationship. How can a software do that? I don't know, maybe some guy who's brilliant can do that. But it can't, technically it can't. This, what the software can say, Mercury, Lord of the 2nd, Lord of the 11th, is neutral. That's all it can say. It can't do more than that.
But it can calculate odd and even signs. If Mercury is in Scorpio versus Mercury in Libra.
But the starting point is neutral, and then it is changing. It's taking a stand at some point of time. That can only happen when it is required to take a stand. We don't know when Mercury will be called upon to take a stand. As yet, I have not taught that to you. How do you know when you are going to ask a friend, are you going to be with me or not? You don't do that from day one as soon as you are born. You do that at some stage in your life when that requirement arises.
So,
what I am trying to show you, look, if I wanted, I could have just shown you the static relationship and walked away from here. Everybody does that. Every teacher does that because that is what they know. They do not know the dynamic relationship. They do not even know how dynamics operate. It's too complicated. All I'm showing you is, look, this is just one factor. One factor is, did it aspect? It did not. When it did not, does it have Rashi Drishti? No. Does it have Graha Drishti? No. Okay. Then I will take, what are the factors that I must take into account? And how does this dynamism work? Will this dynamism change with different dashas? Things change with time. Relationships with mother, father, everything changes. How can you say that sambandha is static? Can you say sambandha is static? No, it is not. The coming of children does change the relationship between a man and a woman. And how does this reflect it? How do we learn from here? In advanced classes, when we go to higher classes and learn other things, you at that point of time have to ask me, and then I will show you how to do this. But for now, bear in mind, we must learn to calculate the static very carefully. And you must remember, we are taking only certain considerations into account because the moon is not pregnant all the time. The Mula Trikona job of the moon happens only when there is pregnancy. Otherwise, when is the mother not sleeping and looking after the baby 24 hours out of 30, 24 by 30 hours? Only at the time of pregnancy and childbirth. This is roughly for a period of about what? 2 years? Most of the time the moon is only doing Cancer job. Cooking, making food, looking after home, focused at home. Am I right on this?
So then in Sagittarius it becomes deadly really, because then it is an enemy sign for our sun, which is fifth, and then
No, there are multiple things. If let us say Mercury was in Sagittarius, he is having Rashi Drishti and Graha Drishti in the 11th house. Whereas he has Rashi Drishti only on the 2nd house. So basically he is looking at the option of tilting to this opposition. Yeah, there are other ways to deal with that. There are other ways to deal with that, because then you have to go to the Lord of the sign and ask him to intervene. And this is how politics happens. This is how real life happens. I showed you an extremely complicated use of this.
You see that? Rajyotish. Rajyotish is the heights of use of sambandhas. It is the heights, Rajyotish. But that is not taught in Parashara. Because this is totally political astrology. Who uses this? Maybe a little bit at home you use. Okay? Also bear in mind that normally for all relationships, for the moon and its nodes, for the moon and its nodes, we will only use one sign. For the moon we are using Cancer. Because most of the time it's only been Cancer job. Scorpio we will use for Ketu, and for Rahu we will use Aquarius. So most of the time, moon is a friend of the sun. Most of the time, Rahu is an enemy of the sun. Most of the time, Ketu is a friend of the sun. Okay? So in our static relationships, this is what we have to learn first. So can you do this for all the planets? I want to know who the friends are. Who is friend, who is neutral, who is enemy. I want you to work it out. You work it out. Okay, it's 11 now. I'll come back at 11:15 to check. I take the break, not you.